Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Lily. How can I help today?
Yes, I have a billing question on my account.
Okay, let me go ahead and just pull that up here. It'll just be a moment. Okay, and just to confirm, I'm speaking with Chelsea from Organizing.
Yes.
Chelsea? Okay, perfect. And what billing questions do you have?
I'm seeing that you all took $29 out of my account this month. Today? This week?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And I need to know why.
Oh, okay. Looks like we have hosting for you. So we have, we're maintaining your website.
No, you're not. I'm doing that. I do my whole website.
Oh, okay.
You all charge me every other month. I pay you all March 23rd of March, and then you all got some more money out of me March 30th, and I'm trying to figure out why I paid twice in one month.
Okay, is the question why you were charged twice in one month, or is it why you're being charged at all for the hosting of the website?
You're not hosting because that's not what I signed up for. When you all put me on every other month, I wanted to host my own website. So that's why I said, let's do the every other month. I pay $29 every other month. So I'm also asking that question. I'm asking why I get charged twice in one month.
Okay.
For the same price.
So let me check the billing first and see how many times you were charged and get that out of the way. Okay. So I see.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. Let's see. So I can see that you do have our loyalty program. So every other month is free. We charged you back on January 22nd, which looks like was a very late payment for $29. And then on February, there was no charge. It was your loyalty month. March was on the 30th, was charged $29. But I don't see any other charge for March at all, not a single one.
I have a bank statement that I see that you all took my money out the account on the 23rd of March. That's actually when I paid. That's when I decided to pay in March on the 23rd because my invoice said, pay on the 16th of March, $29. I didn't pay until the following, I think it was like Monday, the 23rd. Mm. And I have it on my bank statement that
okay.
I can very well send you in an email.
Yeah, if you don't mind, could you possibly send that? Or do you have a screenshot you can provide so I could take a look at it very quickly?
Of course I do. Yeah, of course I do.
Okay, thank you.
I'm going to be calling if I didn't.
Yeah, no worries. And opening the invoice, I am seeing that for March, when we collected the payment on the 30th, it looks like it was originally scheduled for the 16th of March. It declined.
Right, exactly. Yes. It was not declined.
I'm just giving you the information that's on my end, ma'am. Okay, I'm seeing that it declined on the 16th, 17th, 20th, 23rd, 28th. 28th again, and then it was processed on the 30th. But yeah, if you don't mind sending me a screenshot, I can take a look and see what's going on.
Okay, what's your email?
You can send it to support. Actually, do you mind sending it in a text message into your account? It'll be to this phone number that you're calling right now.
Can you give me that phone number? I can't keep going back and forth to figure it out.
That's okay.
Is it 877-635-6225?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay, never mind. Thank you.
Well, huh? Sure.
And I don't see a return charge at all where it came back to my account.
Okay, no problem. I'll just double check that here. But as soon as I get that screenshot, I can confirm with our billing team.
Six, seven, eight, four, five, six, seven, five, three. Five plus three is five.
6 plus 2 is 8. 4 plus 3 is 7. 5 plus 3. Oh, I'm sorry. That's my fault. I got that right. 5 plus 3 is 8. 1 plus 9 is 10. Carry the 1. 4 plus 2, 4, 5, 6, 7. What do you need help with?
I'm struggling with this.
What part? 0?
Yeah, it's 10, but...
10, carry the 1. Now add 4, 5, 6. 4 plus 2 is what?
4 plus 2 is 6.
Plus 1?
Plus 1, 7.
Okay. So what you need help with again? No.
And it'll be just another moment, okay? I'll be right back on the line with you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Go ahead and write the 6, not the 0.
No.
All right, let's redo this because you think 5 plus 3 is what?
5 plus 3 is 8.
8. 1 plus 9 is?
1 plus 9 is?
1 plus 9? 10. 0, carry the 1. Isn't that 10?
Yeah.
10. Isn't that how you write 10?
No.
Yes, it is. 1, 0. Isn't that how you write 10? 1, 0. 1, 0. 4 plus 2 is?
4 plus 2 is 6.
6, 7. 6 plus the 1 is?
6 plus the 1 is 7.
7. So what are you confused about? This over here? 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So... okay, with this, the graph part, 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, so if you have a 10 right here, right, what you do is 110 is 100, okay? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, all of these move over here one time. Get it? This become a zero. Okay? So this is basically a one and a zero. You put one circle over here and then the answer is zero. Okay? So now you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You get it?
I get it.
Okay. So you did everything correctly up here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You got 8. In the 10 spot, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay? All of the 10s move over here one time. Now, if you have 10 and then another 10, that makes 20. That means you would have 1, 2 O's over here. Okay, so every 10 makes 1, 0. Okay?
Okay.
So that's 10. All of these crosses out, and you move it over here to over here, and this becomes a 0. Okay?
Okay.
Then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7. Okay? And how you check your answer is you just go ahead and do it like we've been doing it. Seven plus five is 12. 12. Why do you have the 1 on top of the 6 and not the 8? 8 plus 1 is?
8 plus 1 is 9.
Okay, but where's your 1 up here? If it's 12, if 7 plus 5 is 12, write the 2, add your 1 at the top to 8 to the next place value. You at the 1's place value, we're waiting at the 10's place value. Okay? You have to use place values. You can't skip a place value. The 1's place value is 12.
add the 1 to the 10th place value because you can only put 1 1 down there. That's why I tell you all the time to write it like this until you're able to do it straight across. You have to go horizontal before you can do vertical, especially if you just don't know. If you need to check your answer, do it both ways to make sure you got it right. Just don't write an answer and think you're done. Oh, okay, yeah, I'm done. Check your answer. Make sure it's correct. Do it a different way. 7 plus 5 is?
7 plus 5 is 5.
Thank you for your patience. Chelsea, it'll just be another second. I'm sorry for the long wait.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
12, okay. 2, carry 1.
Carry 1.
All right, go ahead.
8 plus 1. 1 plus 8 plus 1 is 8 plus 1 is 9. 9 plus 1 is 10.
Good job.
One plus 6 plus 2 is 6 plus 2 is 8. 8 plus 1 is 9.
Good job. It's 902, not 992. You get it? So I want you to write each of these just like that and make sure you got the correct answer.
Yeah.
Back in your room. Mm-hmm. And then I'll help you with the other ones. I'll check the other ones.
Okay, thank you so much again for your patience. Chelsea, are you still there?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, so confirming with our billing department, they're showing only one charge for $29. So they were asking me to check with you. Do you by any chance have a second transaction that also posted as this as what's showing on this screenshot or that you can provide? Because we're only seeing one charge that went out on the for $29 on the 30th.
A second screenshot? I only deal with one
charge.
Bank.
Yeah, no. What I mean is you said you were charged twice. Yeah. If you have a screenshot for the second amount that was processed, and also, do you happen to have a transaction ID number? That because I know that screenshot's not showing any transaction ID numbers or anything, just an amount.
So basically when I had got a text message saying that you need to reactivate your account, in order for you to get this lead number. So I looked on the web. I was out of town in New York, and I looked on the website, and you all was closed at the time of the weekend. And I'm like, I already paid on the 23rd, and I looked back on my bank statement, and it does say that, you know, what everything that I sent you just now. And so when I commented about when I sent in a support, I said, hey, I already paid. Why is my account not reactivated? By Monday, it was already reactivated. So I thought that everything was fine, but I am negative in my account because I don't keep anything on my checking account or whatever. And so I'm like, why am I negative? You know what I'm saying? So I looked, and it says that you all took $29 on the 30th, effective on the 31st.
Yeah,
so I'm like, why did I do that? Because I initially went on the website and paid on the 23rd.
I see.
That's what I did.
I see. Okay.
Yeah,
because I do see, I mean, Monday was the 30th, which was when it was collected. If you check back, that's when the account would have been active, but I don't see that it was ever active even on the 23rd. It looks like our collections team tried to also process that payment on the 23rd, but it failed. So that's why we're so confused, because we don't see a second charge. If you do happen to have that other screenshot for the
So basically on the first charge, which is the 23rd, the orange banner on my website was off. So that's how I know it went through. Because even after when I do not pay on time, which I don't, because like I said, I do not have any money for you all, for no one, anybody to take until I'm ready for you all to take it on my checking account. Until then, it's an orange banner on top of my website or whatever. Once I pay on the 23rd, the 24th, I went back on there and the orange banner was off. That's my confirmation that everything is set in stone.
Mm-hmm.
I do not have an orange banner on there saying that I have to pay anymore.
Gotcha. Okay. So you do have a second charge, right, that you can take a screenshot showing the date for the 30th? Because I have the one that you sent in for the
Yes, I already sent it to you already.
Oh, gotcha. Let me double check. I'm sorry. I didn't think I received that. Just a second. I see it. Just a moment. Okay, I do see the second one. It says posted yesterday, and the effective date is 3/31. Okay, so I'm going to have to do more digging on this they're confirming, our billing department is confirming that there is no second charge. But I'm going to show them this and see what else we need to get this resolved. I'm really sorry it's taking so long, Chelsea, but I will submit your screenshots right now, and then I'll follow up with you. I want to say within the next hour or so, if that'll be okay with you.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely. Was there anything else I can check for you in the meantime or help you with?
No.
No?
Okay. No, I'm fine.
All right. Well, I appreciate your patience with this. I will give you a call as soon as possible here. You have a good day,
Chelsea.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.